Hi, it's Kat from daintychain.com and howtogimp.com. And today I'm going to make a quick video for you to show you how to add a really easy watermark to your pictures using the free photo editing program called GIMP. So to get started, I'm just going to open up the picture that I want to watermark. And to do that, I'm going to go to File, Open, and then I'll navigate to the picture on my computer. So in this case, it's on my desktop and it's in a folder called sample images. These are the sample images that I included in my GIMP beginner's book, but you obviously could open up any picture that you want to add a watermark to. So I'm just gonna open up the one that I want to watermark and click open, and there it is. So I took this picture of strawberries a few years ago, and let's say I want to put it online, but I want to add a signature or a copyright notice to it. So to do that, I'm going to use the text tool. And the text tool in GIMP looks like a bold letter A. So if you go to the GIMP toolbox window and click on this bold letter A, you're grabbing the text tool. At the bottom half of the toolbox, there's this section called the Tool Options Dialog, and it should be down here by default. When you grab a tool, these options will be specific for that tool. In other words, right now I have the text tool, so I see text tool options, but if I grabbed the paintbrush tool, it would have paintbrush tool options, and it's the same for the rest of the tools in the toolbox. So now that I have the text tool, I'm going to set some of my text tool options. So first things first, I'm going to choose a font. And GIMP recognizes pretty much every font that you have on your computer. So I'm going to choose a sort of script-like font, so it kind of looks like I added a signature to this picture. So I have one in mind that I want to use, and to get to it, I'm just going to click on this little A and big A. And that will reveal a list of font options. And these are all the fonts that I have on my computer. It's all of the font names plus a sample of what that font looks like. And I'm gonna choose something called HoneyScript. And I got that for free on dafont.com. It's dafont.com. And most of their fonts are free to use. At least for personal use, and a lot of them are free to use for commercial use as well. You just kind of have to look through their licensing options. But here's the HoneyScript font that I want to use, so I just clicked on that to choose it. And I'm going to go ahead and get started writing out my watermark now. So to do that, I'm going to come over here to my main window where the image is, and I'm just going to click on the image. And when I do that, this GIMP text editor window will pop up. You see it says GIMP text editor at the top. And you'll see there's four little squares right here, and that kind of notes where I just clicked. That's where the text is going to be written. But when I type the text, I'm actually typing it in the GIMP text editor, not on the image itself. So you'll see what I mean here. So I can write the copyright symbol, Kat Landreth. And you'll see as I typed that, these four little squares expanded to reveal my text frame, and it now includes the text that I wrote in here, down here on my picture. And it's really teeny tiny, but it's the font that I chose. It's that HoneyScript font that I chose, and it's written in black. Now, obviously, this is way too small to be a functional watermark to really deter anyone from using this this picture, so I'm gonna need to change the size of this watermark. To do that, I'm gonna come back over here to my Tool Options dialog, and I'm gonna change the size option. So right now it's set to 18, which is teeny tiny, so I can either use these up and down arrows, I'll just click the up arrow to increase the size, or if I have a guess at how big I want it to be, I can just type in a number here and press enter, and that will increase the size as well. But I kind of like being able to see how it expands as I hit the up arrow. So I'm just going to use that. You can see that the text has now gone beyond the edge of the image. So I'm going to need to line this up again. And to do that, I'm just going to move my cursor to the middle of the text frame, When it turns into this four-way pointing arrow like this, I'm going to click and drag the text frame to rearrange it on my picture. Now this text is still too big, so I'm going to have to come back over here to my tool options dialog and use the down arrow this time to make sure that this is a good size. So something just happened. You'll see my text just got kind of jagged, and for whatever reason, this anti-aliasing option just got unchecked. So when you see that your text is jagged, make sure that this option in the tool options dialog is checked and that jaggedness will go away. Basically, you should always leave that option checked. All right, now that I've got a good size for this watermark and it's in just about the right place, I think I might want to move it down a little bit more. Now the last thing that I want to do is change the opacity of this watermark, because right now it's just a signature, it's just a copyright stamp on top of the image, and the sort of look of a watermark is something that blends into or fades into the image so that it's a much more subtle effect. It's still readable, but maybe at a distance or at thumbnail size, you won't be able to see it as much. It won't be as distracting from the image. So to do that, I'm going to open up my layers dialog. The layers dialog isn't in the bottom of the toolbox by default. If you don't have GIMP set up the way I have my toolbox set up, you can get to the layers dialog by going to Windows, Dockable Dialogs, Layers. And in this case, mine just popped up here in the toolbox because I already have mine docked to the toolbox, but if you didn't have yours docked to the toolbox, it would open in its own window and look something like this. All right? So no matter where it is, if it's in your toolbox or it's a free-floating window, you still want to have this open. And what you'll see in this window is right now two little icons, one at the bottom called background, and that's just a thumbnail icon version of your picture, and that's the background layer. And then on top, you have this text layer, and it should say, or it should be labeled, whatever you've written as your text. So if you wrote copyright your name, it would say copyright your name down here. So we want to make sure that this text layer is selected, and we'll do that just by clicking on it. And you can see that it's highlighted in blue, and that way you know it's selected. And then I'm going to come up here to this opacity slider, and I'm going to drag it to the left, and that reduces the opacity of just that layer. So at this point, it's really up to you to decide how opaque or how transparent you want the text to be. So to save this picture, you just go to File, Save As, choose a new name for your picture, choose a file type. If you want to save your picture as a different file type, you can. You just add that file extension to the end of the file name here. So if you didn't want to save this as a JPEG, if you wanted to save it as a PNG, you could just by typing PNG at the end. But I want to keep this as a JPEG, so I'm going to keep that JPG file extension at the end. I'm going to choose where I want to save it. So in this case, I want to save it on my desktop. And I'm going to click Save. Now this export file window will probably pop up, and all you want to do is just click Export. For JPEGs, this Save as JPEG window will pop up, and you just choose 100% as the quality so you don't lose any image quality as the image saves, and click Save, and your image is saved. And you'll see that just popped up on my desktop. So now if I double click on that, my preview program will open that up, and you'll see that's the picture with the watermark on it. So I hope that was helpful, and if you have any questions, please let me know, leave a comment, and I'll try to get right back to you as soon as possible. And have a great day.